We have a special guest here in the studio on the evening show. I believe on the evening show here, it's my first time having a very special guest. We are honored to have Savannah Jade here with us today. Savannah's getting ready for a very big weekend in Prince Edward Island. They're going to be part of the Cavendish Beach Music Fest. But before they go over there and pay $50 to get off the island with the Confederation Bridge, they're in the studio. Bonjour and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
It's great to have you in here. Some listeners may be familiar with your voice. You were part of the group Five Roses before, but you are running solo now.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half now, I think. I just started my solo career last year and went to do some writing in Nashville for like 2 months now. And I'm just on a EP release and stuff coming out soon. So it's going to be fun.
Been a big year.
Yeah.
Been a big year.
Big year, yeah.
So with an EP, that's a smaller album. Is there more coming out? I know we're going to play a few songs here. You've got your guitar player in here too. So is there kind of more down the pipeline?
Yes, actually, I think I may have lots of demos recorded, but I have a couple singles recorded after that EP as well. But I just put the songs that I thought were meaningful together on that EP. So, yeah.
So what do we need to know about Savannah Jade, besides that you're a Quebecois country artist?
Yeah, so I sing in English, which is my second language. But I'm a hairdresser too. I love painting, horseback riding, stuff like that. So, yep.
The language barrier can be tough. Like for me, my wife is French and she grills me for not speaking enough. But to sing in a different language, is it difficult or does it kind of come easy with just eventually getting in the rhythm of things?
Yeah, I think it's easier. It's way easier to sing actually than to speak, of course. And I just mimic the sounds too, so I can get pretty much any accent. But I just love the sound of singing in English. I love the sounds that it makes, and I've always been singing in English since I was young. Even if I didn't understand anything before, I've always loved the melodies and stuff, so
So what was the music that you were into growing up? Would Celine Dion be one of them, maybe? A Quebec
icon? of course, but I think my first idol was Shania Twain, and
Who is going to be at the same festival you're going to a day before, just missing it? Have you ever met her before?
I've never been, but I saw her in show at Boots and Arts, I think, a couple years ago. But it's my first time in Cavendish, and I'm so excited to be there.
We'll talk more about that. It's going to be a great time. You're part of the kitchen party stage there, going to East Coast kitchen party.
Yeah.
What other influences for country do you have? You know, we talked before we cracked the mics here. You're from Rivière-du-Loup, Quebec. Yep. So was there a lot of country music flowing there?
Yes, there's lots of rodeos there. And I've grown up going to country festivals and stuff there. And my dad used to listen a lot to old country music, like Kris Kristofferson and stuff. I've always been into country music, but I love... And I still do pretty much love pop punk and rock music and stuff like that. So one of my big idols, too, is Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot inspired by her, too. So, I would say her.
And she's great.
She's so great.
And she's going to be in PEI later this year at another big
Will
festival.
Will she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream of mine to open for her one day. So let's put it in the universe.
Maybe. If you say it, it may happen. We're in studio with Savannah Jade here on the evening show. More even with playing some songs coming up here shortly.